Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you again this week to the telecast from Traverse City, Michigan. I want to go over for part of the program today just a few verses of scripture as it pertains to salvation and as it pertains to you and I having a relationship with the Lord. You see, God is holy. God is perfect. Because of the fall of man, which took place in the Garden of Eden, you know the story, the forbidden fruit, as many would call it. Man suffered a fall, and because of that fall, man is born a sinner. You and I have been, you know, we weren't in the garden with Adam and Eve. We did not disobey the Lord and follow after that serpent and grab that piece of fruit and eat of it. But that has been born into us, that disobedience, that sin, that rebellion has been born into every human being because of that fall. And so here's what the Bible says. I'm going to give you several verses of scripture, and it's kind of self-explanatory as you read these verses. In Romans 3:23, I made a mistake on another program and I said 6:23. That's another scripture we're going to look at. But in Romans 3:23, it says, all have sinned, and this puts all men, all of mankind, all men, women, boys and girls, in the same category. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And in the Greek text of which this scripture was written, it really infers and tells us that even the most righteous of people continually come short of God's glory. Even those who are the best of the human race are born with the sin nature dominating their lives. Okay? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the 24th verse of Romans chapter 3 says, being justified freely by His grace. Now see, we were Romans 3:23. Now we enter into Romans 3:24, where we are justified freely by His grace, that's made possible by the cross, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So here's the situation. In a nutshell, I can't in this telecast take the time to go into all the theology of this, but I'll tell you what happened. Jesus, God looked down and He saw this situation. Mankind was hopelessly lost. Mankind was forever lost. Mankind would never be able to stand in the presence of God and enjoy Him forever because of sin, because of the fall. So God looked down and He had a plan from before the foundation of the world. You think of that. He knew this was all going to happen and He already had a plan. God became man, Jesus Christ. And He walked the earth for 33 and a half years, and He completely and totally fulfilled God's standards and God's expectations and God's justice. And He died on the cross to pay for the very thing that you and I should pay for. We can't walk through we can't hardly walk 33 minutes through life without committing a sin. And I'm not saying that Christians can't have victory, but I'm just using this as an example. Let alone 33 years, let alone an entire lifetime. It's impossible for us because we are products of the fall. Jesus wasn't. He came God 100% and man 100%. So when He died on the cross, what I'm telling you is His sacrifice was acceptable to God. And He is known as the perfect sacrifice, without spot, without wrinkle, without stain, without blemish. So all who put their faith in Him can be saved. And God did that for us. He wouldn't have had to done that. You know, a lot of people act like God owes them salvation. God doesn't have to save a one of us. He doesn't owe one of us anything. But He so graciously said, okay, I know that men cannot keep my commandments. Men cannot live right. Men has been infected, like an injection. Let's just picture this in your mind. You go and somebody injects sinful living into your bloodstream. It's there, man. Men cannot help but sin, and they fall short of my standard, which is perfection. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send I'm going to go down there myself in the person of God the Son, and I am going to redeem them so that all who will put their faith in Jesus can be born again the second time. And now that seed of that sinful nature will be laying dormant in your life. God doesn't completely remove our sin nature until we go to heaven. But it's dormant, it's inoperative, and our faith in Christ makes it to where sin no longer has to have dominion over us. And so now we are free to progressively learn how to walk with God through every situation of our life. And when we make mistakes, and when we slip, and when we fall down, God is a loving Heavenly Father. He doesn't throw us away or kick us. He picks us up and He keeps teaching us, but because we're born again. Okay? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then in Romans 5 and 8, here's what the scripture says. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, and there's a translation that says something along the lines of, it says something different. It doesn't use the word sinners, and I don't like that translation. I like this translation. While we were yet sinners. You see, sin is more than a mistake. Sin is more than a mendacity. Sin is more than a quirk. Sin is black and evil and wicked and ugly, and it's the opposite of what God is. While we were yet sinners. While we were ugly and disgusting to God. Think of it. Christ died for us. Think of it. Romans 6:23 tells us this. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Our Lord. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says this, by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. There's nothing you and I can do to earn our salvation or be good enough to go to heaven. And here's something else that I want to say, and I feel the Holy Spirit quickening. There's nothing that you or I can do to be good enough to cause God to love us. The reason that God loves us is by His choice. He loves us because He chooses to love us. It has nothing to do with how bad you've been or how good you could be. Because all of us, quite frankly, have been bad. And we are all in the same boat, man. We're messed up. The human race in 2017, buddy, it is messed up. And we have all failed so many times, and we are lonely, and we are hurt, and we are broken, and we are afraid, and we are sinful, and we are desperate. And there might be some of you that are watching me right now, and you're desperate. I had one to tell me the other day, if I don't get some answers quick, I don't think I'm going to make it. Well, I'm giving you the answer right here. And right now, yes, you are a sinner. I'm a sinner. Yes, that sin is bad. And not only have we done bad things, but bad things have been done to us. Because we live in this fallen world, that seed of sin that mankind is born with. But the answer to the sin problem is the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood that He shed on the cross. And when you put your faith in Him, there is no doubt. There is no question. The scripture is clear. Sin shall no longer have dominion over you. And now you enter into a process. You don't get perfect because you still live in this flesh body and you still live on this fallen planet. So you don't get perfect. But you get progressively closer and more and more and more like Jesus as you allow the Holy Spirit to have His way in your heart and life. It's by grace that you're saved. God loves you because He chose to love you. He wants to save you because He chose to want to save you. And it has nothing to do with works. And you and I can never boast about how good we've been. And oh, that's why God loves me. That's why God saved me. No. It's because he chose to, and because you believe in the blood of Christ and what it did done on the cross, you can be saved. And you can take all that ugliness and all that hurt and all that sin and all that fear and all that loneliness and rejection that you have felt in your life, and you can see it die the death of the cross. And you can be risen, the Bible says, into newness of life. And now your life can have meaning and purpose every day. I'm telling you unashamedly, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the answer to everything. The answer to the drug addiction is Jesus Christ. The answer to the murder spirit is Jesus Christ. The answer to the loneliness and the drunkenness and the adultery is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the answer to everything, and He wants to have an intimate, loving, personal relationship with you. If you will come to Him by faith. In 1 John 1 and 7, the Word of God tells us this: the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And all that I used to be, thanks be to God, all that I used to be, drunken, drug addicted, lustful, all that I used to be has been crucified with Christ. And it's no longer I who live, the scripture tells us in Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I who live, but now Christ lives within me. Why? Because of the blood. And because I put my faith in that sacrifice that God made, because He chose to love me. And He chose to die for me so that I could live with Him forever and forever. Here's what you've got to see. You are loved by God, not because of anything about you, but because about God's great heart is just so filled with love for His choice creation, man. He loves you. I don't know where you are today. I don't know what little apartments you're sitting in. I don't know if there's needle tracks running up and down your veins. I don't know if there's empty whiskey bottles laying all over the floor. I don't know. You might be in the penthouse. You might be on the top of your game. I don't know. But I know Jesus loves you because He chose to love you. And He died for you because there's an emptiness in your heart, mister. There's a hole in your heart that only Christ can fill. There's an emptiness inside you, lady. It's in there and it's deep. And it goes back from the very first moment you were born. But Jesus is big enough to fill that empty void. Jesus is big enough to come in and make that difference in your life and save you, because God chose to love you. And God chose to say, I want a relationship with them. They are estranged from me by their sin, but I've got a plan for that. He sent Christ. Christ died, the only perfect person that ever was. He was 100% God. He was 100% man. He fully kept the law of God, and God said, I accept that sacrifice. And Jesus was raised from the dead for our justification, the Bible says. And now, you and I can be raised and seated with Him in heavenly places, the scripture says. And we can look at life from a different perspective. But I want you to know this. You can be loved. You are loved. It's not that you can be loved. You are loved by God very, very much. And He wants to have a relationship with you through His Son, Jesus. And I've got to say it, there aren't two ways. There aren't five ways to God. There aren't 10 ways to God. Let me say it another way. I heard Greg Laurie say this one time. Every road you travel, you will one day stand before God. You can travel the Buddhist road, the Islam road, the drug road, the alcohol road. And eventually, one day, you will stand before God, but only one road will lead you to heaven. And Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to God except through me. So I want to invite you today, as we close this program out, listen to this verse of scripture. from Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, this is Jesus talking. Look, I am standing at the door of your heart and I am knocking. If any man will hear my voice and open up that door, I will come into him and will sup with him. I will come in and have fellowship. I will come in and abide. I will come in and sit on the throne of his heart and he with me. Let's read that again, because I added some preaching to it. Let's read the verse of scripture again. Revelation 3:20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him. Jesus said, he who comes to me, I will never cast aside, and I will sup with him, and he with me. I want to have a word of prayer as we close this telecast, and I want to invite you to invite Jesus into your heart and life. Listen, I know what you're looking for, because I'm a human being. You're a human being, I'm a human being. I know what you're looking for. You're looking for love. You're looking for acceptance. Maybe your parents never gave that to you. Maybe you've never felt that from your peers. Maybe you don't have any friends. I don't know. But I know you're looking for love. You're looking for acceptance. You're looking for hope. You're looking for stability. And the list could go on and on and on. And I want to offer to take you to a place right now where you can have all those things as a free gift to you. Given by God, because he loves you so much, by choice. He knows what you've done. He knows who you are. But he chooses to love you and desires a relationship with you. And it's one way. It's one way to have that relationship, and that is through Jesus Christ. So as we close this program, I want to lead you in a prayer. The words of this prayer exactly won't save you, but if you believe it with all of your heart, you can and will be saved. Are you ready now? Right ever, wherever you're at watching this program, repeat this prayer after me. And I'm going to go kind of fast through it, but at the end of the program, you will see an address on the screen. And you can write to that address, or you can email to the email, whatever's there. And we'd be happy to send you some additional literature free of charge to help you to walk with Christ. Are you ready to pray with me now? Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am so sorry for my sins and for the life I've lived. I ask for your forgiveness, and I ask you to cleanse me with your blood from all unrighteousness. You said in your holy word in the book of Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, that if we confess Jesus as our Lord, and if we believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, this very moment, I ask Jesus to come into my heart, and I confess him as Lord. And Lord, I believe that he has been risen from the dead. I believe he died on the cross for me. He was buried and risen on the third day. I confess that with all my heart today. And I, this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And according to his word, right now, I am saved. And I thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you for dying for me, Jesus, and giving me eternal life. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer, you can write or email, and I'll be happy to send you some additional material that will help you to walk with Jesus Christ. You have started a brand new life, a brand new journey, a brand new day has dawned in your life, and I want to be there to help you in Jesus' name. So from Traverse City, Michigan, again this week, we're out on a beautiful day just taping some programs for you. This is Evangelist Len Paxton saying, go with God, and he will go with you. Bless you.